with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI is seeking interviews with the Democrats who urged U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Democratic lawmakers who appeared in the video say the FBI has contacted them to begin scheduling interviews. President Trump has accused the Democrats of sedition and said such behavior is punishable by death. The Pentagon is also investigating Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. The Democrats described the FBI move as an effort by the Trump administration to intimidate them into silence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Negotiations continue as authorities try to end the Russia-Ukraine war. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says talks on a U.S. proposal to end Russia's war are progressing.
I do think we're moving in a positive direction, indications today that in large part the majority of the text looks as though Vladimir is indicating can be accepted.
Meanwhile, Russia launched attacks on Kyiv and Ukraine responded with drone strikes on Russia. European leaders warn the road to peace will be long. Nigeria's president says all 24 schoolgirls held by assailants following a mass abduction last week from a school in Kebbi in northwestern Nigeria have been rescued. A total of 25 girls were abducted on November 17th from a government school in Kebbi State's Maga town, but one of them was able to escape the same day. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 664 points, the Nasdaq rose 153, the S&P advanced 6. This is SRN News. There's a new book about abortion for kids, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two Catholic priests who were imprisoned on what human rights officials say were politically related charges have been released from prison in Belarus following talks with the Vatican. The move, which was confirmed by the Conference of Catholic Bishops in Belarus, comes amid speculation about warming relations between Minsk and the West. This is SRN News. There are four more arrests in that $102 million Louvre jewel heist. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Paris prosecutor says the arrests involve two men and two women, ages 31 to 40, all from the region. The official did not specify their roles in the October 19th theft, but French media reports one of the men, a 39-year-old, is believed to be the fourth member of the team that carried out the daring daylight robbery. The other three alleged members of the so-called commando team were already arrested. Their DNA was found at the scene or on items linked to the robbery. A woman was arrested in October, accused of helping in the theft. The jewels have not been recovered. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.